The new movie Ad Astra stars Brad Pitt as an astronaut traveling to Neptune in search of his missing father, who is played by Tommy Lee Jones.
He was a hero. He gave his life for the pursuit of knowledge.
The director, James Gray, simulated zero gravity with his actors floating on wires, and he set the mood based on what was playing in his head. Here's NPR's Mandalito Barco.
For the opening shots of Ad Astra, James Gray included an unusual audio loop.
That's actually Tommy Lee Jones saying, I love you, my son, over and over, because we want it to be almost unconscious. It almost sounds like an ultrasound for an unborn baby. It's very weird.
As he directed the movie he also co-wrote, Gray wore headphones to listen to his own playlist. It included cosmic sounds he downloaded off the internet.
They can convert the electromagnetic waves that are emitted in space to some version of what you might call a sound wave, and it sounds very creepy. Tommy Lee Jones was on set, and he said, "Music in your headphones, you're not listening to the scene." I said, "No, of course I'm listening to the scene. What are you talking about?" And he went, "Oh, okay." I said, "No, no. What I'm hearing, Tommy Lee, is actually sounds of Jupiter. You want to hear it?" And he was fascinated.
Gray says listening to those sounds helped him create the lonely celestial world of the film's main character as he made his way to Neptune.
It helped me visualize really what we can't visualize, the void, the endless void, the infinite, the frightening aspect of that. Because we can't really understand the indifference of that void. And I just found that was very powerful to hear the electromagnetic waves of the planets themselves. It helped me sort of get inside of that idea of the void, if you will. I mean, this all sounds pretentious as heck, but you do the best you can to try and internalize. In this case, it's space. It's not so easy.
Gray listened to the electronic drones by French composer Eliane Radig and sitar music by Ravi Shankar. Sometimes Gray even played music for the cast and crew when they didn't have to record sound.
I mean, that's a tradition that went back to the silent films. They used to play music on the set, of course, for the actors didn't have to worry about dialogue.
Gustav Holst's The Planets was on Gray's playlist, and Edvard Grieg's Peer Gynt Suite.
Which, of course, is famous for the kind of wake-up music in cartoons. But it's not just that. There are other things that in the Peer Gynt Suite are very operatic, very dark. In the confrontation with his father, I was playing the fourth movement of the Rothko Chapel by Morton Feldman. And Christoph Penderecki, who's a modern classical composer, Eastern European, really from the 60s, I was playing him during the baboon attack. I played a lot of musique concrète, they call it. I played a lot of very strange stuff to try and address the unfathomable, I guess.
You won't hear the music that inspired James Gray in his film, but the sounds in Ad Astra will take you out of this world. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.